This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. A $90 billion debt wave in the commercial mortgage business is coming, and it may expose some weak links.
There's going to be properties, kind of adverse selection, that are going to need some type of equity infusion or be foreclosed on.
Ray Potter is founder of R3 Funding. He says lenders are getting pickier, and outside New York and a few other trophy cities, commercial real estate operators will struggle when it's time to roll over financing they got before the financial crisis, especially, he says, those with interest-only loans in markets where prices have fallen.
A lot of those markets are really, people are just moving tenants around, you know, changing chairs, and whoever has a lower basis in their property can cut a better deal with the prospective tenant.
Moody's Investors Service and Real Capital Analytics say prices for suburban office buildings are still 4.8% below their 2008 peak. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.